Hamas and other militant Islamist groups may now look to bin Laden's deputy for inspiration. He is a veteran Egyptian militant. His name is Ayman al-Zawahiri, and he made his first foray into militant Islam at age 14. Now Zawahiri is widely expected to assume the leadership of al-Qaeda, at least on an interim basis. Daniel Byman is director of research at the Saban Center for Middle East Policy at the Brookings Institution. Ayman al-Zawahiri is officially in charge of al-Qaeda now. Do we know that for sure?
We don't know if it's official. The organization has not yet acknowledged bin Laden's death, but he was the number two and the clear number two, and the expectation is that he will take bin Laden's place in the weeks to come.
And what does that mean for al-Qaeda?
Zawahiri is a very different leader than bin Laden. Zawahiri is someone who really, as a teen, grew up in the clandestine world of underground struggle in Egypt and was someone who is an active revolutionary since then, but he lacks bin Laden's charisma. He's seen as someone who is a much more divisive figure, not as inspiring. So it's going to be a real change from bin Laden to Zawahiri.
So Zawahiri right now, what are the challenges that he's facing if he's trying to establish himself as the successor to bin Laden?
In order to avoid U.S. drone strikes, he needs to limit his communication. He can have relatively few meetings with followers. But he needs exactly that communication and that personal touch to establish his stamp of authority. He needs to be out there showing this community that he is in charge and that his organization is still relevant. So there's a real tension for him because it would be a tremendous blow to al-Qaeda if Zawahiri were killed shortly after bin Laden was killed. But at the same time, if he doesn't openly take the helm, there's a real danger that people will think al-Qaeda is a thing of the past. And for Zawahiri, that would be a disaster.
Well, characterize al-Qaeda for us. For the past 23 years under Osama bin Laden, who established it in 1988, when did Zawahiri come into the picture at all? And if indeed he is the heir apparent, if he does take over from bin Laden, how would al-Qaeda change under him?
Zawahiri came in from the start. He was part of the organization at its beginning. But he saw al-Qaeda as something to exploit. He would use it to help further his cause in Egypt, and he was trying to overthrow the Egyptian government of Hosni Mubarak. So for the first years of al-Qaeda's existence, Zawahiri drew on the organization for funding, training, and other support. But he wasn't embracing bin Laden's global agenda. However, as things turned sour for jihadists in Egypt, over time, the organization came to depend more and more on al-Qaeda, and Zawahiri himself seems to have changed his mind, to have embraced bin Laden's global anti-U.S. agenda. And really, by the mid-1990s, and especially by 1998, he's clearly part of al-Qaeda in terms of what we now mean by al-Qaeda. He's clearly someone who embraces the anti-U.S. agenda, who has a much more global, not a local focus.
So are they in lockstep? I mean, is al-Qaeda, as it was under bin Laden, going to be the al-Qaeda as it may be under Zawahiri?
Zawahiri and bin Laden have come together ideologically in the last 15 years. However, al-Qaeda itself is a very broad organization. It has many enemies, and it has many goals. So while the goals are likely to remain constant, the emphasis may change. Zawahiri has often focused on the Arab world, so we may see more of an emphasis on that. But again, because the two men are so different, part of the change may simply be style and capability as well as focus.
How would you characterize bin Laden's animosity toward and focus on the United States versus Zawahiri's? How much do they overlap?
Both men are anti-American, but bin Laden got there first. Zawahiri initially was focused almost entirely on the Egyptian regime, but bin Laden steadily convinced him that the United States was the source of the Muslim world's problems and that local regimes were simply a symptom of U.S. influence. Today, it's going to be hard to tell whether Zawahiri will be as aggressive as bin Laden was in going after the United States. He still is intimately involved in some of the ideological disputes in the jihadist community in the Arab world and has close personal connections to many figures in the Arab world. So I think we may see a shift in emphasis more towards operations in the Arab world, but both operations in the Arab world and anti-U.S. operations were important to bin Laden, and both will be important to Zawahiri. Just the balance may change a bit.
And does Zawahiri have the same reason for distrusting the United States?
Zawahiri sees the United States as complicit in many of the crimes of Arab regimes. He himself was tortured under Hosni Mubarak, and of course U.S. backing for Mubarak was quite strong, especially at that time. Even beyond this, in the U.S. effort against al-Qaeda, there have been blows suffered by Zawahiri personally. He's lost family members, some imprisoned, some killed. And as a result, what is an ideological dispute is also one that he feels for personal reasons.
Daniel Byman is a professor at Georgetown University's School of Foreign Service. He was a professional staff member on the 9/11 Commission. Thank you very much, Daniel Byman.
You're welcome.